Hi, and welcome to the Lakpeshwatan audio show. This is the show that helps men and women over the age of 30 navigate the world of relationships. I think everyone has at some point or the other looked at a couple they've seen somewhere, on the streets, on Instagram, or somewhere else, and thought, they look like a happy couple. They must have a healthy relationship. But looks can be deceptive. And though a couple's relationship may seem happy and healthy, it doesn't mean that it is so. And so today, I'm recording this podcast episode to help people who may not be aware of what a healthy relationship looks like. I need to mention here though that while the title of this episode talks about what a healthy relationship looks like, it's going to focus more on what a healthy relationship feels like, not looks like, for the simple reason I mentioned earlier, which is that looks can be deceptive. I've come across couples that look like they're in love, and things are wonderful, when in actual fact, they are desperately unhappy and their relationship is incredibly toxic. It doesn't matter what a relationship looks like. What really matters is what it feels like. Before we get into what a relationship is like though, I want to let you know that I record audios like this for my podcast, the Lakpeshwatan Audio Show. So if you're interested in topics like love and relationships and want tips on how to be happy and how to navigate the world of relationships, subscribe to this podcast. Also, check out my YouTube channel for more content that you won't find here on my podcast. If you want more help from me, you can get my ebooks on my blog, www.lakpeshwatan.com. Also on my blog are my e-courses to help you with improving yourself and understanding relationships. Finally, if you want more direct help, book a coaching session with me. You can find out how to do that by going to www.bitly.com/lakpelovecoach. That's www.bitly.com/lapelovecoach. The easiest way to know if you're in a healthy relationship is if you're happy. But if you're happy and your partner is unhappy, it's not a healthy relationship. I'm not talking about moments of disagreement or anger here and there. Those are normal in a healthy relationship, as long as there's no abuse or violence involved. But if on a regular basis, one person in the connection is happy and the other is not, that is not a healthy relationship. For a relationship to be considered healthy, both partners have to think to themselves that they are happy in that relationship. A healthy relationship is one in which you feel seen and heard, one in which you know your opinion counts. So if your partner consistently ignores what you say or even puts you down for the way you think, it's not a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship is one with consistently positive behavior that is expressed in public and private. Some people act all sweet and kind to their partners in public, but when they're alone, the partner is walking around on eggshells, afraid because their significant other is so horrible to them. Some people spend lavish amounts of money on their partners, buying them cars or jewelry or other flashy things that can be envied by others. But when the couple are alone, the partner on the receiving end of the gifts dare not give their opinion, positive or negative, because there will be nasty repercussions if they do. That's not a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship is a partnership. It doesn't mean you're both bringing the same traits, skills, or material items into the relationship, but it means that what you're both bringing are important. At the same time, it is necessary to remember that both people in the relationship cannot each bring 50% into the relationship at the same time, all the time. That is impossible. If you both work, for example, one person may earn a lot, then one day lose their job and cannot bring in any money for some time. That does not mean they are no longer a partner. It just means that they are going through a bad patch, and during that time, their partner may be bringing in more than 50%. Or it may not be about money. Sometimes one person falls ill. Sometimes one person has to travel for work. Sometimes one person is focused on learning a skill and cannot attend family functions with you. They may be bringing in less than 50% at that point in the emotional support segment of your lives, but that does not make them any less a partner, and it certainly does not mean that the relationship is now unhealthy. When trying to determine whether you are in a healthy relationship or not, ask yourself if you are happy in the relationship, not just right now, but over maybe the last year. If the answer is no, then it's time to do something. It's time to talk to your partner about how you feel, no matter how difficult you find the process of talking about your emotions. And if your partner refuses to discuss the state of your relationship, that is a sign that the relationship may be unhealthy. Don't give up yet though. At this stage, suggest that you both get relationship coaching. If your partner won't go for coaching, you go for coaching alone, because you will certainly need it in order to build a life in which you are happy, whether that includes your current partner or not. If you'd like to learn how to reduce your irritable bowel symptoms, get my 7-day meal plan for people with IBS. I've had IBS myself for some time now and saw doctors and nutritionists with little relief for my symptoms. Losing hope, I did a ton of research and through trial and error, came up with meals I put into my 7-day meal plan. What makes this meal guide different from others is that it includes Nigerian food. As a Nigerian living in Nigeria, I simply could not find that information anywhere. I don't want you to go through the stress and sadness I went through. So if you want to start enjoying a life less troubled by IBS, get my 7-day meal plan for people with IBS by going to www.billy.com/Lakwe's blog shop now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. For more content from me, visit my blog www.lakweshweton.com and watch my videos on YouTube. To get my free ebooks on love and relationships, go to www.billy.com/Lakwe's love tips. I wish you love and strength. Bye.